And welcome to your daily bread. Stay tuned as today we're going to be breaking bread and learning of Jesus.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Welcome to episode 7 of Your Daily Bread. I hope that you're doing well today. Today we're going to be breaking bread in Psalm chapter 91. Okay, it's going to be an interesting chapter to look at. Okay, so let's get into some context here. So this chapter is really based on like trust and protection. You know, it describes like a faithful person who affirms their safety and security in times of calamity and distress. All right, and it's a reassuring reminder, you know, of God being with us. Okay, so as I was in prayer, the Lord had put it in my heart, and I heard, you know, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. And before I get into this word, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm just praying that today, Lord, you would glorify yourself once again. I'm thanking you, Lord, for the person that is listening. I'm thanking you for the edification. I'm thanking you for the blessing of your word. I'm thanking you for your sacrifice, Jesus. I'm thanking you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, and all the glory be to you. I'm praying that your Holy Spirit would guide me, that your Holy Spirit would use me to edify not only myself, but the person that's listening. I'm here to be obedient to you, Lord, and we love you, God. In Jesus' name, we lift you up, Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's get into this. Okay. So as I'm in prayer, I'm hearing God, and I'm like, he's like talking to me, and he's saying, you know, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. And I'm like, what? Like, okay. You know, all right. I'm not going to be afraid of the terror that by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Okay. All right, God. So then I started to, you know, dig into the scripture and try to understand what Jesus is talking about here. Okay. So, and I started doing some digging. Okay. And then Ephesians chapter 6 is actually part of this. We're going to be talking about, you know, spiritual warfare. We're going to be talking about, you know, the armor of God and, you know, what we should be doing, okay, to protect ourselves. Well, we don't protect ourselves. It's God that protects us. So correction there. So let's get into this, all right? So in this psalm, this is a pretty interesting psalm. I really want to focus, and that was Psalm 91, verse 5, if you want to go and find it. I really want to focus on what it says here. It says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, okay? And I was thinking to myself, and I'm like, Lord, what does that even mean? Like, what? So as I went to dig into the scripture even further, all right, I was reading about David, okay, when he was fleeing from Saul, okay, to the cave, okay, and I was reading about this, and it says in Psalm 57, verse 4, it says, David, when he fled from Saul to the cave, it says, my soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Okay, so you see David depicting his enemies like, you know, mouths of, you know, full of weapons. All right, like, you know, these arrows. Okay, you know, their tongue is like as sharp as a sword. All right, and I'm starting to, you know, this picture is starting to form in me, in my mind. I mean, and I'm thinking about, you know, God is protecting me from, you know, the tongue of other people, like, because their tongues are like spears and arrows and like a sharp sword, like their teeth. I mean, their teeth, it's just crazy. Their teeth, he talks about their teeth being like spears and arrows. Like when people speak against you, when the devil speaks against you, what God has already spoken in your life, when he tries to speak and bring confusion. And I'm starting to like understand that God is protecting us from these arrows. Okay. And then in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18, it says, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. All right. So I'm seeing this arrow starting to make sense here. It says, you know, that false witness against, you know, your neighbor is like a sword or a sharp arrow. And I'm seeing, you know, God is protecting me from, you know, false witness from my neighbor. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's crazy. There, and I could go on with the scriptures. You know, there's like Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 8. There's Ezekiel chapter 16. So let's just say the arrow does not signify a good thing. Okay. You know what I mean? It's an attack against us. All right. Us that believe in Jesus Christ. All right. But we have protection from the Lord. All right. Because in that same Psalm, Psalm 91, you know, the entire Psalm is awesome, but you know, this verse, verse 5, God is saying, you know what I mean? You shall not be afraid. Like, you know, you shall not be afraid. That's what the scripture says. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So I'm not going to be afraid. Okay. Of, you know, people whose teeth and spears, and arrows, their tongues, their sharp swords against me. Okay. I'm not going to be afraid of, false witness against me, that whatever the enemy's planning against me, because, you know, the Psalm says, that we're not going to be afraid. But, and then there's a scripture that says, you know, that the Lord hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. I'm just pretty sure it's Timothy, but I don't remember the exact verse. So we're supposed to be full of power, love, and a sound mind. We're not going to be fearful, okay? Because we have the Lord, all right? So let's get into Ephesians chapter 6, okay? Ephesians chapter 6, okay? We're going to read Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go look for it in the Bible. I should have had it open for you guys, so I'm sorry. Let me just take a little time. Bear with me here. Ephesians chapter 6, okay? All right, and we're going to start reading on verse 10, okay? So this is Paul highlighting the armor of God, okay? And this is highlights of spiritual warfare, all right? You know, believers need to be putting on the full armor of God, okay? And here we're going to dig into it, all right? It says this. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." You know, and this is very interesting, okay? So the word fiery darts, get this. The word fiery darts actually comes from the Greek word belos, okay? And it's referred to as an arrow with a tip that's wrapped with fabric, okay? And is soaked in flammable fluids, all right? And so when they throw these arrows, they look like, you know, harmless, right? But the arrow's filled with like flammable liquid inside, right? And then so it explodes, all right, upon impact, like into wherever, you know, it falls, all right? And when it explodes, it's like a rain of fire, all right? It's like all over the place, all right? And I'm sorry that it's that sound effect, but I'm just saying, I'm just picturing all in my head. All right. So here's what we need to understand. It's like, you know, the enemy, he throws these little arrows at us, like, you know, words, messages, right? Because we got God's message, right? Which is the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And then we have, you know, that's our defense. All right. The other weapons are offense. And I learned that from a great teacher of mine. His name is Robert. Great pastor as well. So we see, you know, that this is a weapon of defense, the sword of the spirit. And then we have the enemy trying to attack us all kinds of ways. So the enemy starts little. He starts little, and then he sends things our way, like, you know, these fiery darts, these arrows, these things our way to make us think, you know, it's like something that you think is harmless, right? It's like, for example, if I leave milk in the fridge, all right, I'm going to break it down, milk in the fridge, and I leave it in the fridge, and it's there, and it goes past the expiration date. You know, at first I'm like, who cares? You know, a couple of days won't matter if I leave it in there, right? I mean, I don't know anybody that does that, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, just giving an example here. So that milk will rot, right? And then it'll become like some weird, gunky, cheesy looking thing, which we all are all familiar with. And then after it becomes that weird, blah, nasty thing, then it's just gonna grow like this moldy, and you know, let's say you just leave it in there, and it just, the whole entire bottle and the smell, it gets, it's disgusting, and then it gets to the point where, you know, it's like moldy, and then it's like just going, you know, coming out and seeping out, and the problem is huge. And then you come to find out, you open the fridge, and it's just like this giant mess that now rot, you know, all the food is messed up, and you know, you pretty much lost all your produce and all your stuff because of this rotten milk, okay? So think of it like that, all right? The enemy starts trying to have us have conversations with him, okay? Entertaining the messages that he tries to tempt us with, okay? And then us in our concupis sense, I don't know how to say that word, but if you entertain those things, then, you know, you start, you know, and you start giving into those thoughts, those temptations, that's when you're starting to form it in your head and in your heart. And instead of doing that, what you should be doing is really, you know, using the word of God. You know, when you use the word of God is powerful. It is spirit. It is life. Okay. Obviously the flesh profits nothing, but the words of Jesus, they are spirit and they are life. Okay. And they are alive. They're sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay. It talks about that in Hebrews. All right. The word of God helps you discern everything. It's amazing. The word of God is powerful. I love the word of God. All right. I love Jesus. All right. So let me explain to you, all right, about the armor of God, all right? So I'm going to go into it a different way than, you know, usually everybody just talks about it in one way. But I want to focus on verse 16, okay? Because this is what the Lord was talking to me about, okay? And I hope it edifies you too. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. So the Roman soldiers, okay, they would drown their shields, okay? They would drown their shields in water, all right, to stop the fiery arrows. Isn't it interesting? I love how Paul just breaks everything down. So that's what the Roman soldiers would do. They would drown their shields in water so they could stop the fiery arrows. Okay, and it's very interesting to see. Okay, because like we're thinking one way, and then Paul's explaining it, you know, in a way that these people could understand, right? The Roman times and all that stuff back in the day, Jesus's time. All right. So, you know, when we take the shield of faith, okay, when we take the shield of faith, that's how we quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. All right. So the Romans would drown their shields in the water, you know, to quench the fiery arrows. All right. And then this is the interesting thing, right? The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by the word of God. So this is how you quench these fiery darts of the devil, okay? When you start believing Jesus's word and you start applying it in your life, oh my goodness, it's like, it's amazing. It's like the enemy throws darts your ways, he throws arrows your ways, but then since you're hearing the word of God, you're going to start, you know, countering with that sword of the spirit. You're going to be like, oh, nope. You know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love of sound mind, you know? And then you go down to Psalm 91, where it talks about, you know, the arrow. What does it say? The arrow. Let's go back here. You shall not be afraid of the arrow, the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. And you start believing that. And God is protecting you, okay? Jesus is with us till the end of the age. Like, Jesus is protecting us. He's encamping round about us. He's defending us, okay? Like, he's always with us all the time. Like, we have the Holy Spirit, all right? And when the enemy comes, you know, with that fiery dart, okay? And I'm going to give you some examples here, okay? Because before that, we read... Right? What did we read? That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, right? Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So we are fighting in the spiritual realm. Even though, you know, that little prayer that you do that you think is not doing anything, that prayer is doing something. When you're praying from the heart and you're believing Jesus and you're coming to God with faith, okay, and you're believing that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when he sees that faith in you, God is like listening and he's activating those words, that word in your life, that word that he's spoken over your life, that word that you're believing, it becomes alive, okay? Like, it's, I mean, not that it becomes alive, it's already alive, but I'm just saying it's gonna become alive to you, like in your life, okay? And you're gonna see it manifest. Like, you're gonna see what you've been praying for, okay? According to the will of God. Don't get me wrong, you need to be praying according to the will of God, being in line with the kingdom of God. Now, when you're praying and you see, you're gonna start to see God pour out his spirit on you. You're gonna start to see and understand the things of the kingdom, all right? And you're gonna be able to, you know, quench those fiery darts. When the enemy comes at you, you know, behind a person, behind an individual, whether it can be your family member, it could be a friend, it could be your coworker, it could be anybody, literally, it could be anything, you know, literally. And you will start applying what Jesus said, you know, when he said, turn the other cheek. I'm not saying get slapped in the face. I'm just saying, you know, that you don't respond the way that they think you're going to respond, and you start using the word of God and you start applying it in your life and you start being submissive to God and listening to what he says over what the enemy's saying. And then there you go. Quench. You're quenching that fiery dart. That's what starts happening. You're quenching that fiery dart. All right. So let's get back into this. Okay. The word of God is powerful, okay? John chapter 15, verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you, okay? So the word that Jesus has spoken to us, okay, that we read every day and that you're praying, you know, when you're praying and being obedient to God, that's how you put on the armor. You're praying, you're seeking God, you're fasting, you're being obedient to his word, you know, and you're believing it, you're defending yourself with the word, you know, things are going to start happening in your life, okay? Your life is going to change. You are going to be, it's going to be a transformation. It's going to be amazing, all right? And his word makes us clean. Who makes us clean? Jesus, okay? Jesus makes us clean, okay? That shed blood that he did on the cross, when he shed all that blood, he makes us clean, okay? The word of God makes us clean. When we read the word of God and we eat it, we understand it, we live it, you know, then, you know, you are clean because of the words that Jesus has spoken in your life, okay? Right? Because remember, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, right? Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 says, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, okay? The more you fill yourself with God's word, the more you're going to be able to quench these fiery darts. That's the shield of faith. Learning God's word, having it in you. It's going to be an automatic response. Like, it's going to be like, that's your nature. You know, the enemy tries to come at you one way and you're going to respond with the word of God. You're going to act the way that God would have you act. Okay. instead of the way the enemy expects you to act by bringing old temptations and, you know, influencing people with evil spirits, you know, so that they could come and try to attack you any kind of way. But you know that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, okay? Remember that. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's what I was talking about earlier. OK, so once you believe God's word, all right, and you believe that he is going to reward you, all right, and you believe that he is your defender, he is your protector, you know, you are going to start to understand God more, and you're going to start being less fearful because you have Jesus Christ with you. And Jesus, he's with you like a pillar, like a cloud in the day and a pillar of fire by night. He's always with us. Okay. All right. He warns us before, you know, something happens. He, you know, God warns us, you know, when we're in his presence, he speaks to us. He tells us, hey, you need to watch out with so-and-so. You know, I don't know. Sometimes you wake up with a feeling and you're like, you don't want to hang around a certain person. You're like, I don't know. Just, it's not that you're being mean to them or anything. It's just, you're just like, something's off. Like you can't tell. And then God is like warning, you know, God is warning and he's defending you. You know, when you can't see him defending you, God is still defending you. All right. He's still working, even in the invisible. He's still going to work. All right. He's your father. He's your defender. He's your protector. And always remember that, you know, none of these arrows are going to hit you when you're in the Lord. I'm not saying that there's no trials. I'm not saying that there's no tribulation. Don't misunderstand me. But with those trials and those tribulations, Jesus is always with you. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, right? So Jesus has already overcome and he knows that you're going to overcome. Like he knows you're going to overcome. He knows that you're going to get through it. He's going to bring you out of it. And then you're going to testify and bring him glory with your testimony because he's going to do something amazing in your life. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're going through some pain. I don't know if you're going through some struggles. But just remember to put on that shield of faith by believing God's word, by actually praying his word. Like actually when you go into his presence, start praying his word. You know, I learned something pretty interesting the other day. I don't know if it was like a week ago or something like that, or 2 weeks ago. I was asking the Lord, I'm like, God, you know, I want to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I want to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And then God's like, you know, well, you're abiding in me, right? You're abiding in my love, right? You're abiding in my commandments, right? So like, if you are abiding in me, you're abiding in my commandments, then you should be bearing the fruits of the Spirit, right? So what do you mean? So it's like, I was praying this prayer and I'm like, oh my God, wait a second. I'm going to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit as long as I'm abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in Jesus Christ. Like, and then God is so cool, guys. Like I'm telling you, God is so cool, sister. Like he is so cool. He literally listens to every little thing that you think about and say, like, and it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome to see him move in your life like that. I'm praying. I'm going to pray that the Lord, give you that, you know, that relationship, that type of relationship with him where he's just like, well, you know, you've been praying for this, but actually, you know, you know what I mean? That he's something he's already doing and you're like, God, please. You know what I mean? And then you look at yourself and you're like, what? Jesus is so cool. Sorry. I went on a rant about, not sorry. I wanted to share that with you because Jesus is love. He's lovely. All right. So, that has been all for today. I hope it was edifying to you. Just remember that none of those arrows that fly by day, you don't need to fear them because, you know, they're not going to hit you. And those that terror of night, you know, you don't need to be afraid. Don't be afraid because God is going to defend you. He's your protector. He's your defender. He's your deliverer. He's your strength. He's your saving strength, your pavilion, your stronghold. He's everything. He is everything. Jesus is everything. And as long as you have his word in you, that's how you quench those fiery darts. Respond with the word. Respond with an action that Jesus would respond with. Once you respond with an action that Jesus would respond with, Matthew 5, chapter 5, 6, and 7, it's really good to read those chapters, because it literally, like, Jesus is over here, you know, responding to different situations and different ways that we as the body of Christ need to be behaving. Okay. It's the Beatitudes. Okay. This is the kind of attitude we got to have in the kingdom of God. Right. And this is the kind of way that we live our lifestyle, the kingdom lifestyle. So I pray this has blessed you, my sister. I love you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll see when we break bread next time. Jesus loves you very much. You are precious to him. I tell you that all the time, because Jesus really, really does love you. He's thinking about you, and he wants you to always get close to him. He wants you to hear him, and he wants you to have a really close relationship with him. All right. I love you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings. Amen. Bye.
This has been your Daily Bread. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.